Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us and participate in our Bible study, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. You can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that is the reason why we are here on this program, to pray one for another. Amen. At this time, I want to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
Everlasting God, what can I ask the everlasting God? You know best what I need and when I need it. You see the end before the beginning, and you know the path I am to take. I ask for wisdom, for you are the great and wise everlasting God. I ask for the ability to slow down and focus my thoughts on you in my daily life. Place yourself on my mind when I wake up each morning, that I might start my day right. Remind me of who you are, so I don't waste the time you have given me. Help me to use my time to advance your kingdom for your glory, for the good of others, and for the fulfillment of my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Lord, my heart and soul and mind. Worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you. I live for you. I come to worship you. My heart, my soul, I bring to worship you.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled Good Soil. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke chapter 8, verse 15. And it says, the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The writer says, do you ever wonder what it takes to grow in Christ? In the parable of the sower, Jesus explains the kind of hearts that receptive to his word. He says, we must hear the word. We don't allow the teaching of scripture to merely, praise God, to merely pass through our ears. Rather, we listen to and apply it. We're willing to have any area sifted, refined, and liberated by his truth. Be honest, open, transparent, and genuine with the Lord. Be good, which means turn toward God. We know this because when the rich young ruler called Jesus a good teacher, Jesus replied in Mark 10 and 18, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. So we must be people who seek to have his character and purge all things that oppose him from our lives. Hold the word fast, keeping possession of it. We never let go or doubt God, even when we don't understand our circumstances. Bear fruit, being productive, and examining the fruit of our lives regularly and persevere. Stay in the course always, because that's how we become mature and produce a great harvest for his name. Amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. Let us pray. Jesus, make my heart good soil for your word and make it abundantly fruitful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. So In the Presence of His Grace by Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Praise God.
I can't complain, no, I can't complain, Mama's taking it easy, Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying. Happy and free, come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord His day. Everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees, sweet love, and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay in the presence of of his grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Oh yeah. In the presence of his grace. In the presence of his grace. Oh, in the presence of his grace. Yeah, in the presence of his grace.
Amen. In the presence of his grace. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 9 through 14. Amen? And I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, so we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transfers us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So here, Paul was saying to the Corinthians, sometimes we wonder how to pray for missionaries and other leaders we have never met. Paul had never met the Colossians, but he faithfully prayed for them. His prayer teaches us how to pray for others, whether we know them or not. We can request that they understand what God wants them to do, gain spiritual wisdom, honor and please God, produce every kind of good fruit, learn to know God better and better, be strengthened with God's glorious power, have great endurance and patience, be filled with joy, and give thanks always. All believers have these same basic needs. When you don't know how to pray for someone, use Paul's prayer pattern for the Colossians. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful that you are a God who cares. Indeed, you care enough to send your very best, even your Son. When we forget your care and succumb to the sins of self-pity or resentment, forgive us and remind us again how much you care. In response to your love and understanding, we offer our gifts today. May they be used to spread the good news of Christ to others who do not know a God who understands. In the name of Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The will of God is a phrase that we use quite often. Its use ranges from a statement of resignation. It was the will of God that this accident happened, to a statement of resolve. It is the will of God that I enter the ministry. For most of us, it is much easier to talk about the will of God than it is to find the will of God. As we search for God's will in our lives and activities, we have to use the best of our spiritual faculties and perceptions, as well as a great deal of prayer and much searching of the scripture. It comes as no surprise then that Paul prayed that the Colossian Christians should have a knowledge of God's will. Using the familiar pattern of Paul's letter, the greeting is followed by a prayer. A prayer that these people might have a knowledge of God's will. That is a good prayer for us too. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." To God be the glory. And my title for this message is A Prayer for the Knowledge of God's Will. Amen. Again, a prayer for the knowledge of God's will. So as we get into the word, first in Colossians 1 and 19, where it says, "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ." Spiritual insight. Spiritual insight rests on an experimental knowledge of God. Our knowledge of God cannot be from hearsay alone. We must have the knowledge of God that comes from an experience with God. Amen? Chad Walsh, in the campus God on Trial, suggested a 6-month experiment in which a person could try to find God. He said, set aside 15 minutes each day for reading the Bible. Amen. Number two, set aside another 15 minutes each day for prayer. Number three, go to church each Sunday. Number four, do your best day by day to live according to the teachings of Christ. Spiritual insight rests on an obedient follower of God. Jesus gave us an extremely helpful word at this point. In John 7:17 says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. A way to know the will of God is to obediently follow God. Spiritual insight rests on the full understanding of God. Prayed that the Colossians might have both wisdom and spiritual understanding. Wisdom refers to the whole range of mental faculties. Intelligence or understanding is the special faculty of discriminating between the false and the true, of grasping the relationship in which things stand to each other. This comes through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. In Colossians 10:11 tells us, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy. Amen. Praise God. So here he's talking about a worthy walk. A worthy walk will show results. Paul prayed that the people would be fruitful in every good work. Results would show in their lives. Doctrines and ethics go together. A worthy walk will show growth. The knowledge of God is not an end in itself, but the means to grow into the likeness of Christ. Amen? And a worthy walk will show power. In verse 11, Paul used a play on words here, empowered with all power. This includes the grace of patience and long-suffering that are exhibited with joy. Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail knew joy in Christ while undergoing trials. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, be thankful that God has qualified us an inheritance. Charles Roy Angel told in The Price Tags of Life in 1959 about a wealthy man who had a son who was both willful and wild. The son stated most empathetically that he did not intend to go to college. His father pointed out to him the advantages of a college education and pleaded with him with him to go to college. Still, he refused. So his father told him that he had opened a bank account in the boy's name for $10,000. The only stipulation, was that the checks had to be made out to some university. God has already provided us with a great inheritance. And verse 13 says, be thankful that God has rescued us from a power. Be thankful that God has transported us to a kingdom. The verb translated in verse 13 is used by classical writers for the removal of whole bodies of men, like colonists or military prisoners. When converted or born again, we have entered into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's own Son. How has this come about? It is by the redemption through Christ, which redemption is the forgiveness of sin. In verse 14. Amen. So the apostle was constant in prayer that the believers might be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom. Good words will not do without good works. He who understands to give strength to his people is a God of power and of glorious power. The blessed spirit is the author of this. Amen? In prayer for spiritual strength, we are not stranded or confined in the promises and should not be so in our hopes and desires. The grace of God in the hearts of believers is the power of God, and there is glory in this power. The special use of this strength was for suffering. There is work to be done even when we are suffering. Amidst all their trials, they gave thanks to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose special grace fitted them to partake of the inheritance provided for the saints. Amen. To bring about this change, those were made willing subjects of Christ who were slaves of Satan. All who are designed for heaven hereafter are prepared for heaven now. Those who have the inheritance of sons have the education of sons and the disposition of sons. By faith in Christ, they enjoyed this redemption as the purchase of his atoning blood, whereby forgiveness of sin and all other spiritual blessings were bestowed. Surely then, we shall deem it a favor to be delivered from Satan's kingdom and brought into that of Christ, knowing that all trials will soon end and that every believer will be found among those who come out of great tribulation. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a closing, we can know the will of God for our lives. We join in prayer with Paul that we can determine the follow and determine and follow God's will. This prayer for the knowledge of God's will, it centers in knowing God through faith in Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always unto me. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? That's all you got to do to further your walk with Christ. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God for the word on this evening. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday to Friday, and at 7 p.m., our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our Bible study and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. Amen. So if you would like to join us, our call-in number is 319-527-6204. At this time, while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play a selection.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus, be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Yeah.
Praise be to God, Jesus at the center of my heart. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. I normally give our speakers 15-minute grace period, and after that, then we will continue with the program. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Like I said, I normally give our speakers a 15-minute grace period, and if our speaker is not here within that time, then I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Victoria, conqueror, triumphant and mighty King.
holy, holy is your name. So at this point, it doesn't look like our speaker is going to be with us this evening. So I am going to play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
And he's able.
Yes.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Yeah, yeah, I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God, he is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able, yes, he is, yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Oh, I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that he's able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. and wholeness, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able. Able. Able. You see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I know. I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you worthy. You worthy.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Praise God. God promises a son to Abram. This is what this chapter is all about. The Lord's covenant promise to Abram. And it says, Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." But Abram replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all these blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you have given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir." Then the Lord said to him, "No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir." Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have." And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Then the Lord told him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as possession." But Abram replied, "O sovereign Lord, how can I be sure that I will actually possess it? Praise God. The Lord told him, "Bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." So Abram presented all these to him and killed them. Then he cut each animal down the middle and laid the halves side by side. He did not, however, cut the birds in half. Some vultures swooped down to eat the carcass, but Abram chased them away. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Years ago, there was a popular television game show called Password, which was played with two contestants. One participant would say a word, and the partner would have to give a word closely associated with it. If you were to play Password with biblical characters, what would you say if someone would say Abraham? More than likely, your response would be faith, for that word is closely associated with Abraham. Abraham was the father of the multitudes who would trust in the Lord. Abraham found purpose in life by means of his faith experience. Faith brought him new adventures and brought him through numerous hardships as well. So let us look into Abraham's life and discover the various aspects of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, we love you because you first loved us, and prove your love by the gift of your Son. In a world that is tempted to abandon hope, the coming of Jesus Christ restores hope. May we never lose the thrill of sharing the good news of Christ with others. In the coming of Christ, both into our world and into our hearts, may we ever be mindful that dreams really do come true. In our Lord's name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. The text for this message is coming from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, where it says, Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Amen? Praise God. And my title for this message is simply, The Man of Faith. Praise be to God. Praise God, praise God. Tonight, my message is divided into four paragraphs. Amen? First, we are going to look at the faith is an adventure. Abraham was instructed by God to leave you of the Chaldees. Now, the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I show thee, in Genesis 12 and 1. God made some strong demands on Abraham. He wanted Abraham to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's house. Abraham left you to go to the land of Canaan. All along the way, he lived in openness to God. Each experience became an adventure in faith. Trusting God is an adventure. The Christian life may be compared to a pilgrimage. It is certainly not a life of monotonous living. It is an adventure, a step in the dark with the knowledge that God is there. Amen. Praise be to God. At times, our faith wavers. Abraham did not always act in perfect accord with his faith. While Abraham was in Egypt, his faith waver. He tricked the Egyptians by letting them think that Sarah was his sister. But the Egyptians discovered, amen, discovered the falsehood in Genesis 12, 18 through 19 in the NIV. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why did not you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Walking by faith does not mean a perfect life. Faith does not guarantee absolutely perfection. At times we will waver, as the pilgrimage of faith is marked by ups and downs. Amen? The cure to wavering is to get back in line with God. Abraham repented often of his failure to walk by faith. At various times, our faith needs authentication. Abraham proved his faith by sacrificial living. When Abraham was 99, God appeared and repeated the former promise of a land and of descendants to occupy it. In Genesis 17 and 19, God said, "Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." When a son was born to Abraham and Sarah, by name, they named him Isaac. The boy grew into a fine young man. While Abraham and Sarah rejoiced over their young son, God made a strange command. He told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Abraham demonstrated the reality of his faith by obeying the command of God. Of course, God stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son and provided a ram for the sacrifice. Proving our faith is a vital part of living. Amen? God presented opportunities for people of faith to demonstrate its reality. Each day, faith needs to be authenticated to a watching world. James urged people to prove their faith in James chapter 2, verse 18, and the NIV says, "Someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." Amen. Praise God. Faith is always adequate for life's crisis. Abraham found God to be adequate for the crisis of life. All throughout Abraham's life, God had helped with his needs. God helped when he needed guidance, encouragement, assurance, and comfort. Without his relationship with God, Abraham would have had a tragic deficit in his life. Faith in God helps us through the crisis of life. The person of faith has an edge, for he or she has a Savior to help with the crisis of life. You need the Lord as you go through life. As you seek him, you will find that he is adequate. Amen. So God assured Abram of safety and happiness, that he should forever be safe. I am thy shield, or I am a shield to thee. Present with thee, actually caring for thee. The consideration that God himself is and will be a shield to his people to secure them from all evils, a shield ready to them, and a shield round about them, should silence all perplexing, tormenting fears. Though we must never complain of God, yet we have leave to complain to him and to state all our grievances. It is easy to be a burdened spirit, to open his case to a faithful and compassionate friend. Abram's complaint is that he had no child, that he was never likely to have any, that the want of a son was so great a trouble to him, that it took away all his comfort. If we suppose that Abram looked no further than outward comfort, this complaint was to be blamed. But if we suppose that Abram herein had reference to the promised seed, his desire was very commendable. Till we have evidence of our interest in Christ, we should not rest satisfied. What will all avail me? If I go Christless, if we continue instant in prayer, yet pray with humble submission to the divine will, we shall not seek in vain. God gave Abram an express promise of a son. Christians may believe in God with respect to the common concern of this life, but the faith by which they are justified always has respect to the person and work of Christ. Abram believed in God as promising Christ. They believed in him as having raised him from the dead. Romans 4:24. Through faith in his blood, they obtained forgiveness of sins. Assurance was given to Abram of the land of Canaan for an inheritance. God never promises more than he is able to perform. As men often do, Abram did as God commanded him. He divided the beast in the midst according to the ceremony used in confirming covenants in Jeremiah 34:18-19. Having prepared according to God's appointment, he set himself to wait for the sign God might give him. A watch must be kept upon our spiritual sacrifices. When vain thoughts like these fowls come down upon our sacrifices, we must drive them away and seek to attend on God without distraction. Amen. Praise be to God. And my conclusion is this. Are you a person of faith? If you are not, you should be. Open your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. To God be the glory. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. The man of faith. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To further your walk with Christ. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24-25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play a couple of selections while we are coming to a closing. of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Chapter I set free. every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Praise be to God.